Welcome to another episode of That's Right. I'm your host, Chris Voss. And today we have the president of the Association of Negotiators from the Czech Republic, Radim Parik. Radim, welcome to the show.
Hello, and thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for being here. So, would it be a ridiculous idea for you to share with our viewers a little bit about your business and your journey?
So I started in 2003 as a manager in the second biggest retail in the world. And in 2005, I made a huge career because of negotiation. There was a room very similar to this one. There came a person, only in team of three persons. And we started to negotiate, and I had 20 persons around me, the director of finance and the development managers. And after 40 minutes, I recognized we have nothing, but we love the guy. And after this negotiation, I knew it was the worst contract ever we have signed, but we were friends. And I asked myself, what does this guy do what we don't know? And I was looking around, asking my assistant, and she told to me, there's something about negotiation. And I started to learn negotiation. I started to negotiate. And yeah, now at the end of my journey today, I am a negotiator, and I'm negotiating for people, for the businesses, for the lives, and for being happy.
Amazing. What are some of the common challenges that your clients face?
First of all, always, if they are coming to us for help, they are in deadlock because there was a crossover and they took the bad way, the wrong way to solve the situation. And always, in the first step, they are afraid to say what happened. They are feeling fear. They are afraid because of their businesses, of their lives, of their families. And first of all, we have to create trust. That they say us what's really happened, what's the truth, and how can we solve it. At the beginning of every case, I have no idea how should I solve it. I have only the vision and the faith we get it. And my clients are facing in business and politics to psychopaths. They want to destroy their businesses and their lives. The last case I had, there was a family with a big company and they had a family friend. And they did business together. At the end, he didn't pay. He destroyed their company because he was jealous on their happy life. They came to me with no money and asked for help. We analyzed the situation, we analyzed all the environment, we have mapped the terrain, and I told to my client, you are in the hands of psychopath, and we have to face this situation, because it's not about saving money, it's about saving your family.
So it sounds like it's a little bit of a journey of discovery. What are some of the strategies you use to understand your clients?
So first of all, it's not about me. It's about my clients. It's about them. So if you look on the police officers and hostage negotiators of NYPD, they have a badge and there is talk to me. It's not about I will talk to you. And the same strategy we use, they come to us and I let them talk, because no one in the world in their whole life was able and ready to listen to them. And if you start to listen, if you open your eyes, your ears, your heart, people will open their heart as well and will share with you their story, what they need, and you can solve every problem in the world.
So it sounds like you're listening with your entire self. A moment ago, you talked about a difficult situation that you coached one of your clients through. Can you dig into that a little bit more deeply? Are you against digging into that a little more deeply?
You know, you are like a psychologist of business and life of people. They don't know the way out. I had in my country now the project of the century. It's about investing of more than $60 billion. And everyone would like to take part on it. It's about business, politicians, it's about foreign countries, it's about United States as well. It's about Russia. And we have put all information and all interests together. And you are sitting there, talking to people, negotiating. You are helping them to achieve their goals. But it's not about the zero sum game, you know, because we need a long term cooperation. And think about it. If you win only one time, 10-0. What happens after that? If we make those mistakes in our lives, we destroy our relationships and we will stay alone in the world.
Right. Yeah, very true. All right. So empathy, when you use empathy, you get a that's right out of somebody. You've relayed your understanding so fully and completely. They feel understood and they say, that's right. Can you share a time when you had a that's right moment in your business so our viewers can get an idea of how you use empathy and make it work in your life?
So first of all, you know, empathy is not sympathy. So it doesn't mean I like somebody. It doesn't mean we will become friends. For me, it's empathy about respect. And we can talk about business and politics and elections and money. That's important. What we need is to be empathetic to ourselves and to our loved ones. And last time, it was the biggest moment in my life. You know, I'm coming from a communist country. You live in freedom all your life. I didn't. And my father was a prominent soldier. He was very violent. He punished me, my mother, my brother, everyone. And I can remember, and I don't know a better leader in the world, as my mother took all her power from inside, all her empathy, and tried to show us day by day that the world is good and we can achieve everything we love and we want. And so it's not about my empathy. It's about the empathy of real leaders of our lives. There we can learn. And if everyone opens his eyes, you will find someone who can inspire you.
Wow, very cool. All right, so if someone would like to learn more about you and how they can work with you, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Oh, so I'm in LinkedIn, I'm on Instagram, or just Google fascinating.academy. I am there. It's our company with all my colleagues. We have 12 professional negotiators.
Same the name of the company again, please.
Fascinating Academy.
Fascinating Academy.
And yeah, we have 12 negotiators that are professional around the world. They are able to negotiate and they are specialized in different businesses. It's politics, it's retail, it's IT, and they can help you. I'm not the best one. They are more better than me. I say it always. I'm the face, and they are those people with brain, heart, soul, and empathy.
You've recruited great people.
So I would not say created.
Recruited. You recruited.
Yeah, I recruited. Yeah. Not really. I think I'm only a happy man. They came to me.
Very good.
They found me.
You drew them to. All right. Thanks for being
Thank
here.
Thank you,
today.
Chris.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A pleasure.